Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. If you complain, and you know what, get your booster shot. That's right, folks. Welcome, we're live in Coronavirus Studios in Quarantine Central. We're live, folks, for the Weekly Conversation. Bill Maher's election results that take longer than like one day. Like, then what the heck, you know, like Brazil's got us beat. It undermines our confidence. Here we are, folks. Well, it's going to be at least another 4 years before we actually, you know, we're just gonna put someone in office. I mean, we're not gonna officially. I mean, we don't really know who officially won. We're just gonna kind of just leave someone there. I don't know. Did your vote count? Didn't it count? We don't know. Don't worry, folks. It's gonna take 10 years to pick somebody. It's okay, folks. Like, what is it in Alaska? It's going to be, like, till November 23rd before it's decided. Thanks to the ranked choice system. And then you got I mean, Warnock just needs to concede. I'm gonna start calling his office every day. And I urge all my listeners to call his office every day and urge him to concede. Tell Warnock just to concede for the betterment of America, for the better, the longer that he keeps, that if we have the Senate runoff race, it's going to speed up. Global warming and the climate crisis is going to get worse, so he just needs to concede. So like Biden gave some press conference about the midterms. Dude, he made no sense, man. I was waiting for Ozzy Osbourne to come out and translate for me. Lord help. I mean, it's sad because Pennsylvania elected a dead guy, which is, he was only one on the ballot in like October 9th. He had died. So anyone who voted before October 9th, you can vote super early in Pennsylvania. You know, guess what? Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, all it takes is if you're the only one on the ballot, all you need is one vote and you're in. Pretty much. I'm going to get into so much. An assistant coach at Vanderbilt has temporarily been relieved of his duties after supporting embattled rapper Kanye West, which I support the assistant coach. You know, my wife was voting last night for like 2 hours and a rep was near the voting machines, which I didn't think it could be.
Very close.
Yeah, very, very close. They were technically in a separate room, but it doesn't matter because, I mean, you could easily walk in there. Too close for my comfort. But listen to this, folks. 1 second. It's not wanting to do this. Okay. Hey, folks, we're having technical glitches on the program, but that's okay, folks. Okay, let me, one last time. Okay. Come on. Let's see if it goes now. We're still having technical glitches. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sin. 1 Peter 4:8. Think about that as you're going through the day-to-day because it's not wanting to play. But anyways, man, I'm one of those people that, like, I love the midterms. I love the elections, you know. And it just saddens me that it's like, okay, well, you don't know anything about the midterms. Folks, it's going to be about 10 years before we know the results. I mean, like if any of you are on Lindell TV on Frank's speech, you know, they have like a thing where you can watch election voting coming in. And they've shown this with libertarians, that they get to a certain vote count and then all of a sudden their votes drop off. Like I've said before, these libertarians, in some cases, in some states, are hugely popular, but their votes never change. The amount of votes they get pretty much is stagnant year after year after year. Why? And then you have like Mike Lindell saying, okay, these are the votes as they come in, and here's like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 votes, 40,000 votes, 50,000 votes, then it goes down to like 16,000. And like all of a sudden there's a drop in the number of votes that this candidate got. And that's showing fraudulency. But my point is, and my wife would come over here and say the same thing I'm going to say, we showed fraud in 2020. We showed illegal stuff. There was no... Trump lost fair and square. Yeah, you want to know how many people have been arrested for doing multiple ballots and ballot harvesting, doing all kinds of illegal stuff? Not that it's going to overturn the election or anything. Nothing will, but they have decertified Arizona's election results. So technically, they don't have a winner in Arizona for the 2020 election. But if you show all the fraud and everything and all the illegal activity and nothing changes... The reason why this midterm is crappy is because the same things we saw in 2020 are happening now, and nothing was done then, and nothing's going to be done now unless we stand up and do something. July 4, 1776, our forefathers stood up and did something. No, we're not, no increase on King's tax, I don't think so. See, what people don't realize, paper currency is just a IOU. Here's 20 paper dollars. Yeah, when I have $20 equivalent in silver, this is just an IOU that I owe you $20 equivalent in gold or silver. Yeah. The value of the dollar is only as good as its uncounterfeitability. The harder it is to counterfeit, the more valuable it is, and it doesn't really matter even then when you can mass print it, mass produce it. Don't worry, folks. People that are voting for the Democrats, don't worry. We're just going to print $800 billion more dollars. I mean, these college kids, when Biden came out today and said he was going to give every college kid $1 million, they're like, I'm going to be rich. And just wait until everyone gets $1 million. Gee, I wonder. Yeah. They did this one time on a Glenn Beck program where they said, like, let's make everyone filthy rich and let's give everyone $75 an hour wage. Let's see what the cost of stuff would be. And it would equivalent to like $4 an hour. Like, as of right now today, it'd be maybe like $8, $9. It wouldn't be anything. Because everyone's making $75 an hour, so what do you think to make a profit? How much is that burger going to cost? Dearly, imagine if you paid a Dollar Tree employee $75 an hour. That's the minimum wage. It'd be paying like 100, it'd be the 100 buck tree. Don't worry, folks. We just need to spend our way out of debt. Yeah, we're trying to pay off our debt. We're trying to pay down our debt like most Americans. Every American probably has some debt and they're trying to pay off their bills, not like spend more. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We're going to make the world safer by voting a Democrat that's going to get us into a war. I mean, it tells you how bad this world is when Fetterman, a guy who has size for this, dude, let me tell you something, folks. He had a stroke. He is like Dick Clark. He is not able to communicate correctly. He is not all there. Like Dr. Phil said, no way in a billion years would I have him as my pilot if I was on a plane. He's not there. People should be in prison for having him up on that debate stage, and he is a senator now. Then you got the rhino Dr. Oz. Well, we all just need to put down our partisan swords, and we all need to work together.
Did they want to be the first state to have a handicapped person, mentally handicapped person for governor?
Senate, probably. But I'm tired of this republicanism where we just need to put down our partisan swords and we need to come together with our anti-American Democrats who want to destroy America and collapse the dollar. And, I mean, at least the one good thing about the protecting gun rights. Way to go, Iowa. My state's a constitutional carry state. And I remember it was a couple years ago or whatever, they said China was supposedly, there's leaked documents where they basically said, like, that the Second Amendment is going to be the Achilles heel for the government because, you know, if we didn't have guns, the government, it'd be a lot easier for them to take control of us.
Did you hear about Proposal 2 in Michigan?
No.
I want you to look it up to make sure I'm right. But it has changed voting laws. And they're saying that this is what every blue state is tending to, that they're so proud. The person who was in charge of the voting in Michigan was up for re-election herself. Was already being sued for other election integrity.
Illegal stuff.
Yeah, illegal stuff. Found guilty by court. The Michigan Supreme Court stepped in and said she was okay. Well, they're all Democrats, and Gretchen Wilson got them. And I thought this was, I know they'll have to go red next year. I mean, next time. And check out how it changed the voting laws.
I've heard this from multiple sources that there were crap tons of people in Michigan. But, there's no fraud. Well, let me tell you something. If one person goes to vote and it said they already voted, that's one too many. It's like when John McCain, and I hate rhinos. John McCain, he was a rhino, but would he have been better than Obama? Nah, he would have gotten, see, that's the problem most people don't realize. John McCain, Pierre Dileto, Hillary Clinton, or Barack Obama, they would have all taken us the same road to the same endpoint. They would all taken us to Michigan, to my mother-in-law's house. How do I want to get there? Do I want to get there really fast? I would take Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton because they would get us there faster. John McCain and Pierre Dileto would go really slow. The end result would be the same. They would get us to the same end point. It's not like, okay, Pierre Dileto and John McCain would have done something different. They were both rhino Republicans. Look at Bush. He's come out and shown his true colors. He's now in photo ops all the time with Bill and Hillary.
I make another statement. I don't know how this works. Can people comment on this or whatever?
Oh, they'll get a hold of me.
They can get a hold of me if you want to. Guys, I just want to shout out to my husband. Not only has he been there for me like a sweet angel that he is during my surgery, I was in a recent car accident. And he was right there for me. This guy, he puts in over 40 hours a week, takes care of me and his family. and he prepares hard for this show. And I'm fair warning, I don't know if your mom's going to listen to this. I doubt it. She's wanting to talk to you. She's worried about what you say. She's worried about the FBI and the IRS, the way they've been with guns. Can you just comment or even call in or do something to let him know that he's doing a good job and to keep it up, and that I know I'm proud of him, and that just show him some appreciation? I would love it. Thank you.
And I don't, like, what did Rush Limbaugh say? We're not surrendering. We're not stopping. I'm not going anywhere. Someone comes, my front door is locked for your protection, not mine. You try to take down that front door, then you're threatening my life, and I have the Second Amendment. And I pray to God, and I say this very, very honestly, I pray to God I only have to go to the range and shoot at a paper target. I pray to God I'm never in a store where an active shooter is. But if he's there, I pray to God I have the abilities and my instincts kick in, and I can try to take the guy down with nothing. And hold. And if it's kind of like what I was taught in school. When the intersection is clear, then you may go. Going to an intersection, going is the last part of it. You want to make sure it's completely clear. The faith I have in society, folks, is the fact that I look both ways in a one-way street. But I pray to God I could take him down and do something MacGyverly and not have to use my gun and get the police and get him apprehended. But if I have to use my gun, pray to God that I'm able to do it and take him out before he takes out 50 people. A good guy always gets the bad guy with a good guy with a gun. I mean, how unsafe would it be if you had 100 people in a Walmart open carrying? It'd be safe. Who's going to want to go in there and rob the place knowing that there's tons of people with guns? Who's going to want to rob a bank knowing that, okay, there's 6 customers in there and they all got open carry? You know, he's got a Glock 9/11. She's got a Remington 38. He's got a Colt 45. He's got a Beretta 9mm Nano. She's got a Ruger 22 LCP. Yep, no thanks. But that's the thing, folks. We live in this world where, okay, folks, welcome to day 2 million of the election. Folks, we're still counting the ballots from the 1816 election. Folks, we don't know who is, I mean, that's how it is. I used to stay up to see who would win. I was like, okay, folks, it looks like this Georgia election Senate race, it's going to go on for months and months and months, and there's going to be legal battles and trials and tribulations and this and that. See, the runoff is just far enough away so we can figure out how we can rig it for the Democrat, because we got to make sure, you know, because what I love to do, and this is fun, like I get on things as a Democrat and be like, how can you say, and I told this person one time, I said, how can you say you're a Democrat and support America? I voted for Biden because he said he was going to get rid of the America First agenda. On day one, America First was going to be no more. He was not going to put America first. Explain to me how you can support America and be a Biden voter. And the dude flipped his lip. I support America. I'm a Democrat. Well, Biden don't, because he said he was getting rid of America First. And some of these, and that's the problem you have in a lot of these states, too. There's so many people that just vote Democrat. They have no idea. It can be any time after the election. Well, how could you vote for someone that said this? He did? I didn't know he said that. He said he's getting rid of America First. I didn't know that. But you voted for him. You voted for him. I didn't know. Oh, wow. Yeah, common sense, buddy. Know that. He was going to get rid of America First. How could that be? That's the problem. It's like AOC gets reelected, but when you go to her district and try to find someone that supports her, there's no one. Folks, this is not a joke, folks. I'm actually trying to find someone who likes AOC. I'm not doing this as a joke. I actually want to talk to someone who supports AOC and what has she done that they like about her? What has she accomplished? Not what she said. What has she physically actually done that makes me want to support her? Sort of like this election fraud. Everyone talks about it, but no one walks the walk. They talk the talk. Well, you can show me all this stuff. When is something going to be done about it? You've got actual physical proof. This is a site that shows you in real time votes as they come in, and you have 100,000 votes, and all of a sudden you have 20 votes. See, I think that million votes going and disappearing is, whoops, the algorithm. Yeah, we got to figure out something because too many votes came in at once. We can't have that, and they nearly had to get rid of it. Remember.
Lord, if you want us to move to Michigan, let it turn red. So, there you
go. And that's, you know, it's, remember, it's not who votes that counts and who counts the votes.
Right.
And that's what the, you know, and it's only a matter of time before, wait a minute, you don't like this candidate, but you keep, he keeps getting, wait a minute, I don't want him. What? I mean, obviously, people support $5 a gallon gas. I have family in Allentown, Pennsylvania, in Hazleton, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, all that, near Philadelphia, Norristown, stuff. And let me tell you something, folks. One of my friends went by a truck stop, you know, like the Flying J type things. No diesel. They had a sign up. We were out of diesel. So this conspiracy theory that people say we have when we are going to run out of diesel fuel, that is not a conspiracy theory. They are telling people in the Northeast, like Vermont and New Hampshire, prepare to not have fuel to heat your house, not have oil to heat your house. They are telling people to prepare. What? Yeah. Oh, I know. I have families in the trucking business. My dad runs a truck company. You think this Biden's doing such a great job, then you're probably one of those lazy pieces of horse manure that ain't doing anything, that's just waiting for the next free thing they're going to give me. Biden's giving me something. What is it? I can't wait, because he's going to, guess what, folks? Biden's going to give us all $100 million. Yeah, we're all going to be filthy rich until that $100 million, until you have to go to the grocery store and everyone has $100 million, and then the loaf of bread is $20 million. Go to Cuba. A can of peppers, if you find one in a store, is $15 equivalent, but you make $30 a month. Are you going to spend over half of your wage on one can of peppers? Nope. And I've been following this YouTube channel where this guy is a Cuban refugee and he's come here for the first time. And he goes to the grocery store. He's never seen food in a grocery store. They'll have a freezer of hot dogs. You better love hot dogs, because that's okay. They have hot dogs, at least that's all you're eating. Nothing else. If you're lucky, you're getting frozen hot dogs, and they'll have a lot of essential items. Not really, because you probably already have them. But don't worry, folks. But I love this. I'm going to get into this. This is awesome, and I back this guy. Well, I want to talk about the official stop and interview with Qatar World Cup ambassador, and it was his interview that he was agreeing to. It was his interview, because he likens homosexuality to brain damage. Because in their country, there's no such thing as gay. You'd be stoned to death and killed. You know, all these liberals want, oh, we want to have tolerance towards Sharia law. I'm like, okay, bring it here. Really? I said, yeah, because all the gay people would be killed. All you transgender people would be executed and killed. They'd tie your hands behind your back and dump you off a building till you died. If you survived, they'd keep doing it. You want tolerance. You go to Muslim countries, they're teaching people how to, like the Taliban, I remember I went back, this was many, many years ago. We were teaching tolerance and they were showing people how to slit throats to kids. It was graphic. But they were teaching kids how to shoot AR-15s and AK-47s and it was his interview, and he's like, yep, okay, you're done. Yeah, we support all that crap. Yeah, we support people that, you know, that think they're beach balls. I mean, it's very interesting, you know, to see, you know, how, like in France, they're not having any part of this transgender crap. Why? Because in France, guess what? Like many languages, they have gender language. They have feminine words and masculine words, and they're not about to rewrite their whole grammatical language so that you can have trans words. Well, this is how you say chair is a masculine word. Well, now we need to make some of these transgender words, because, you know, not every word can be masculine or feminine. You know, if you say it this way for a male and this way for a female, what do you say for a transgender person? You don't. There's a male and female way. That's how it is in Spanish. If you meet someone that's trans, sorry, folks. You're either going to say it to them in the feminine way or the masculine way. You're either going to say it in féminin or masculin. There's no other option. There is no, like, you know, there's sometimes male, female, and plural, you know, like plural words that, like, okay, this is how you would say it for multiple men, multiple women, and then, no, you would just have a male, a female, and then multiple women or multiple men, and that the one word is for both. But it's pretty crazy, but it's the world we live in, folks. It's nice to see people doing stuff and moving forward and seeing places like at least Paris. Like, oh, sorry, we're not going to do this transgender bull crap. Sorry, we have a language that's gender, and that's what it is, folks. I mean, but you think about this. This is something to wrap your head around, because I watch Michael the Producer on YouTube and stuff, and you think about it, you know. Okay, just 1 second. 182 million dollars were blown between Stacey Abrams and Berto Buick for their campaigns. Because Michael the Producer, here's my five new watches. Yeah, I spent like $1 million on these five watches and that. I'm like, really? And $182 million was blown on the election. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry. The world, it makes no sense, dude. The amount of money they waste on these stupid campaigns. Because I remember one of my friends had this, that ads will stop tomorrow. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what happens in future elections. But that's a ridiculous waste of money. I wish I had like $105 million just to piss away on an election. Well, it is my money. I mean, you don't think these politicians are getting wealthy on their dime. No, they're taking and spending my money. It's very interesting. I mean, because I can't fathom that kind of money. But don't worry, folks. Somebody's taking my tax dollars and blowing it all smithereens. Yeah, you want to know where inflation comes from? And just look at how much Stacey Abrams blew in the campaign where she lost. I think it's hilarious. $105 million and she still lost. Stacey Abrams wasted over $105 million in donor money on failed campaign. Sha-na-na-na, hey, goodbye. But like a lot of people think, you know, the Republican governor defeats Stacey Abrams. If he won pretty handily in Georgia, why wouldn't Walker beat Warnock? Who knows? Valletta knows. It always knows. I mean, Charlie Crist, he got his butt whipped. Like, he thought he had a chance, really? I mean, I don't know who in their right mind would have voted for Charlie Crist. I mean, he had the best state in the whole 50 states, in my opinion, and you're going to want someone else? Are you kidding me? I don't know, folks. It's just nuts. It's crazy. And, folks, it's going to be far from over because, don't worry, folks, it's going to take forever for us to find out who won. Well, we don't really know, folks. It's going to be about 10 years. So, it's crazy, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. But then you got the Phil Scott, governor of Vermont. He's very, very, I mean, he's anti-Trump. I mean, yeah, he's a Republican, but he's anti-Trump. And, you know, living, as I've lived in Vermont, it's like, wow, it's gone red. But it's one of those things, folks, that when you look at life and what it gives you, you just got to take it and run with it. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, oh, we can get the Senate and everything, but you can have rhinos. Well, yeah, we got a bunch of Democrats and we got a bunch of Republicans, but, okay, I guess it's good to have the Senate, but if it's a bunch of Republicans that are rhinos that are basically Democrats in disguise, I mean, you got Zuckerberg cutting almost 11,000 employees, 13% of the total staff. His net worth is down like $71 billion. No one's using Meta. It's ridiculous. And then the campaign, oh yeah, there's no fraud. See, if I want to campaign as a Republican and I put an ad in the paper, they have to disclose where the money came from. How much did I spend, this and that, and it's to make sure it's fair so that I'm paying the same as a Republican or a Democrat or an Independent or a Green Party candidate or a Libertarian. And Facebook wasn't disclosing any of this information. You know, it's like 95 plus percent, if not more, of the campaign contributions from Twitter and employees went to Democrats. Oh, but Elon Musk is break up the diversity of Twitter. Facebook is falling apart faster than the country is. Maybe that's your problem. Maybe they need to be more diverse. You wouldn't have people hanging out on Truth Social. I mean, it's just, but this, don't worry, folks. I mean, I'm just stacked. I mean, I hope it's not like a Dale Sr., you know, like he would borrow tires to race over the weekend. And if he didn't win, not only would he not have money to put food on the table, if anything, he wouldn't have money to pay back the guy he borrowed the tires from. Because there wouldn't be no, he wouldn't be able to like, here you go, your tires back. Nope, let me borrow the tires and I'll pay you. If you don't win, not only do you not have money, but you ain't going to pay that guy back. So you got to figure out, okay, now I got to find out where I'm getting money to pay for the tires I borrowed. And I'm wondering if she, what's, you did what? $105 million. Man, I could, you know how many people I could help? Heck, my church raised enough money to give a bus to missionaries in Africa. That's what I did. People need to be saying, wait a minute here, okay, excuse me? Okay, I'm wondering where my bills, where the money's coming from to pay my bills, and you're blowing $105 million on a campaign that failed. The people that would support someone like her, oh, it's free health care. Well, who's paying for this free health care? Someone's paying for it? Yeah. Yeah, I'll fix your car for free. Someone has to get the parts, which costs something. Someone has to ship them, which costs something. Someone has to take the parts and said work on the car and replace the old parts with said new parts, which is going to take time, money, blood, sweat, and tears. Someone, you might not have to pay for your car to be repaired, but someone's going to have to pay to fix your car. I might, out of the goodness of my heart, say, since you're here, I'll just patch your tire. Well, was that tire patch thing free? Was that kit free? No. How much did that kit cost you? How much did it cost for this equipment? Well, you're going to have to take this tire off and patch it and then put it back on and, you know, balance it in the line, whatever you have to do. All that equipment to do that was not free. You getting your tire patched up is free. You know why, though? Most places will do that for free, like a free patch or not much. Because, guess what? They're hoping, hey, look, at they went out of their way and they patched this and they did this for me and they went out of that. I'll go here next time. I need a tire. And then they'll get a sale out of you. And you need to go here, man. They didn't, man, they charged me $5 to patch. And I hear, man, it's free. How much are the tires, though? Oh, wow. You paid like 3 times the price I did for a tire? I think I'll take the $5 patch. Whatever the case may be, you know, nothing's free. You need to think to yourself, Berto Buch, $77 million blown on a campaign? It's kind of like those stimulus packages where they have a brand new unoccupied building and they put $20 million in brand new windows. Yeah, where'd the money go? Because that's a brand new building. It's never been touched, never been occupied, and those windows are brand new in there. They're not putting in new windows when there's nothing wrong with the windows they have because this was just built. It's brand new. Where's the money going? We're going to put windows in that building. So you're going to take a brand new, just completed building and, okay, I want to see you tear these windows out and put those windows in. Well, they'd probably do it, and then they would still take the $20 million and funnel it into whatever they, you know, they got to have kickbacks. See, and I think some people like them lose on purpose. They make sure they lose. That way they can say, well, look, Stacey Abrams lost, so how can it be rigged? This person lost, so how can it be rigged? You know, they want to have some people so that when they rig the elections that they need to rig, it's kind of like, and I truly believe that there's a lot of stuff going on so that, well, you said this. You said it's rigged. Well, then how did she lose? How did this happen? Well, they have just enough losers so that they still get their agenda. They still, in the end, I'm gonna checkmate you and win the game of chess, but I'm gonna lose some pieces in the process to kind of look like, man, it was close. All along, I'm making you think it's close, but sort of like those too good to be trues, where they give you a proposition. I'm gonna roll the dice, and I can add the top two numbers and the bottom two numbers before you can add the top two numbers. I did, well, someone did that to me, and I tried to, actually I had dice in my pocket, and I tried to switch them with my, because I had like joke dice where the numbers aren't the same. Because if you ever roll dice, no matter how you roll it, 14 will always come up with the top two and the bottom two numbers, always. And they try to get you to think that, wow, all I got to, he won't be able to see the bottom two numbers. Hey, can you, because no matter what you roll. And it's funny, you know. But that's just what we live in. I mean, heck, my wife is voting and the lady Democrat was sitting there like signing on. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, the lady looks like Phyllis Diller, man. She's been in politics for ever in a decade. I mean, but I have to agree, like, I'm starting to love Bill Maher. I liked listening to him because I didn't always agree with him, but you could have a conversation with the guy. But when he comes out basically saying, hey, have fun, folks, this is an embarrassment. It shouldn't take days for us to get election results. We're getting beaten by Brazil that doesn't in one day. Well, it's okay, folks. Folks, welcome back to day 5 billion of election 2020 coverage. It's pathetic. I mean, Joe Biden's like that kid in school that like no one likes, but he thinks he's cool. Because he has no idea what's going on, like Fetterman. I think Fetterman kind of knows what's going on, but he can't really communicate or say anything. And it sickens me that, you know, they're parading these people around. But it's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. Trust the election voting machines that have been proven to be fraudulent and fake, and they can, I mean, like, I remember when I, because they have those voting machines, a lot of states do, and I think Michigan and Pennsylvania still use them, where you fill out a ballot, and then it goes through a voting machine, and it counts your ballot, and I've shown people videos of those. Where they, like, just pick one at random, and they clear it out, make sure it's empty, and then they run votes through there. And what they, the 9 or 10 ballots or 7 ballots that they run through there, what they marked is not what comes out in total. Whatever, you're just mad because you lost. I just showed you that they ran ballots through a voting machine, a mock ballot, and what they ran through the machine was not what the total came up at the end, meaning that if 50 people voted for this candidate, you may not have 50 votes come up in the tabulation at the end. They can be rigged, stolen, cheated, oh, whatever. You're just mad because you lost. Proving to you that these voting machines don't produce the total that gets run through the machine. 10 votes go through the machine, 10 votes should come out. Well, it counts 10 votes. Well, yeah, all 10 were for this proposition. No, we didn't want this. We all thought it was bad. It's all mock, of course. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. You're just mad because you lost. When I'm proving to you that this voting machine does not total the votes what like it should. what was ran through the voting machine, that whatever, you don't care, you're just a socialist or whatever. Whatever. You're just mad. You're a soul loser. Whatever, Trumper. Okay. Are you kidding me right now? That's the hardest thing. When you show people the facts and the truth and they don't, whatever, you know. Yeah, she was arrested for ballot harvesting. So? You know, are you going to have to be in a concentration camp for you to wake up and realize, whoops, you know, it's just one person that did it. It's not going to change you. Look, yeah. These people that get caught for, like, ballot harvesting stuff, sort of like roaches, where for every one you find, there's nine you don't see. You ever heard that saying? If you find a roach in, like, a kitchen or something, for every one you see, there's like nine you don't. Well, yeah.
Get some water. Yeah, you need some water. What this Catholic priest is saying about what the bishops have said about my...
I am. No, I'm just thinking. But, you know, I got about, let me see here, about 10 minutes left or so on the program. How do you wake people up? And that's the one question I have. When you show people, okay, they had 10 mock ballots go through this voting machine, and what they voted is not what came out in the total, how do you get them to say, wait a minute, what do you mean? 10 people voted, and what they voted is not what the total showed up as. So, wait a minute. That means that if I vote on election day, who knows what the, if my vote's going to be counted correctly. You know, how do we get people, instead of saying, whatever, you're just a sore Trump loser, whatever, Trump lost, get over yourself. When are we going to, how do you get them to be like, wait a minute. They actually put 10 ballots through, and what they voted, the way they voted is not the way it came up in the tally. That's scary. I'm a Democrat, and that's scary because, hey, I want to vote for Biden, and why, I don't know, but, okay, what if it doesn't count for Biden? Whatever. How do you get to those people? I do want to thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for all of you. My wife alluded to, I guess I'll talk about it because my wife did. Yeah, you know, there's some things I talk about and there's some things I'm not. Tuesday, it was Monday. I'm doing a bunch of stuff, and I get home after getting a bunch of things done, and my niece is there, and we're just hanging out, and I'm getting a shower, and I go and get a shower, and hopping out of the shower, and I quick start to do a little partial shave, and my wife calls. I'm sorry, I was in a wreck. I needed to get here fast. Sorry. And I literally, like, dump water on my face, wash anything off. I get my clothes on. I'm not telling her. And I don't even think to grab my niece and yank her. I'm like, my wife's been in a car accident. I gotta go. I don't know at this point. She hurt, she alive, well, she called me, so, you know, she's alive. What's going on? And I go up, and I kid you not, on the way there, people, I'm like, get the bleep out of the way. And that's basically what I said. There's an ambulance. And I knew what was going to the scene of my wife's accident. And I'm praying. And the guy goes, I'm in the lane closest to the middle. And a guy behind me gets into the right lane, floors it past me, gets in front of me, floors it to get to a red light. And I ain't changing my speed. I'm going the speed limit, maybe 5 minutes more. And he's at a stoplight, completely stopped, and I get right behind him. I mean, where I live, we have so many people, okay? It's a green light, and there's like two cars that go through after it's red. Not turning red, not yellow, turning red. It is already red, and I've stopped because it's a red light, and I'm not going through it. And the car, bing, bing, two cars go by. And I get there, and I park at the Family Express, little convenience store, and I'm running, and a cop, he goes, you're the spouse. I said, what's up with my wife? I'm like, and he goes, just stay brave, you'll be all right. And he goes, she's really shooken up, and, you know, and I took a couple photos and stuff, and we digest everything, and I commented on it on Facebook, and had tons of people praying for me, and I put the thing up, I put photos up, and I had several people that said, she shouldn't even be alive if you see those photos. And when I look at those photos, they're hard to look at, because my wife is technically a little person. And a lot of people, they disable their airbags because they have to be, to test the pedals, they have to be so close to the steering wheel that when that thing sets off, they can be killed and get seriously injured. And the way she had it, she's here today because God has plans for her and he's not done with her yet. There's no airbag that's going to save my wife when it's her time. There's no seatbelt that's going to save me when it's my time. If it's my time to go, it's my time to go. And I just want to personally thank everyone out there who has been praying for my wife, because I have a lot of people on Facebook that listen, a lot of people all over my church and everyone. Thank you so much for praying for my wife, and you know, it really confirms why I kiss my wife goodbye every morning, and I let her know I make it to work, and I do a Bible verse, and I send her the verse of the day, like I normally share in here, but it's freezing up on me where I listen to the verse of the day every day. Hello, I'm Kyle from Conversation Ministries, and this is your verse of the day, and they talk about, you know, this verse or that verse, and then they explain it, you know, and it's just like that, and it's amazing, you know, and I always share that, the verse, and so it's just interesting, you know, that, because, like, right before that, I'm like, I had intercessor prayer music, and I shared this of, like, we need to pray First Nation, we need to pray, we need to, just encouraging people to get on their knees and fight with their Bibles and their verse and their words and their. So, from what I was told, you know, I'm like doing this, and then something just told me, you know, I got to get people praying. And then when my wife had that accident, my wife is actually like, she has hearing aids, and she was talking to someone, and, you know, I mean, she'll be driving with me. I'll be the driver, and she'll be like, watch out. And she's talking to someone on the phone, and I think she's talking to them. She's like, you need to slow down. There's a car stopped. I mean, my wife is a very due diligent driver, and, you know, and my guy, I guess, turned on a green light but didn't have an arrow, so he should have yielded to my wife, and cars pretty much totaled. But I got, you know, I always say this, I can replace my car, my wife's car. Go back, I think it's like 85 or 86 Bristol wreck of Michael Waltrip. And I remember they did a spoof commercial of it where he takes his car and just dumps this like diecast car and a million pieces out and goes, "Yeah, this is your Bristol car. Sign it." I mean, and there's nothing. It's like a 3-inch piece. It's the biggest piece that car left. And he's out waving like, I'm like, how in the heck did he survive that thing? It, you know, and like, how did my wife, you know, and it was all God, you know, she was, God was riding with her that day. You know, I think you better ride with me. You're about to kill him. But, you know, God is great. And, you know, I just wanted to thank you all for your thoughts and prayers. They mean a lot, you know. God's got a plan, and everything's going to work out for him. You know, I just feel sorry for those, and I was talking about this at church last night. There are things I did when I was 20 that's not who I am now. And those 20-somethings that think, oh, I'm transgender, and I want to be this and that, and then they do all this crap to their body to be that person they're not, and then you pray they don't get permanent damage, because in 10 years, okay, when you're 26, you're like, I'm not transy anymore, I'm not into that fad. I actually do like guys, and I actually am a girl. What the heck? Oops. They taught me differently. They taught me I was a beach ball, and I have a blowhole. Oh, Lord. Just pray for this nation. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we need to pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming next week, Monday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.